Joining me in the studio, well, yes, she was just here a couple of days ago as Master Gardener, Nancy Comlantz. But Nancy Comlantz, she wears many hats here. She's the past director within the National Center for Supercomputing Applications at the University of Illinois over in Urbana. She holds a master's degree in adult education from the University of Illinois, focuses on adult development and aging, and a strong advocate for keeping the over 50 age group connected with the world via their smartphones and encouraging socialization, which helps keep people happier and healthier and safer. And she's here to pass along some important tips for those buying a smartphone this holiday season for the over 50 age group. Grab a pencil, take some notes, because Nancy's here to help. So can you help me? I'm over 50 and cell phones can be intimidating to me. Help me.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. I really appreciate it. So I wanted to talk about some things this morning. And first of all, some things to consider. And first of all, let's talk about who is the phone for. Are you buying this phone for your folks who are also your kids' grandparents? Are you buying for your spouse? Or are you buying for yourself? Here's some things that we need to consider and research before you take that two-year commitment to using that same phone and paying that monthly bill. Because it's a couple of years it takes. So first of all, why are you buying the phone? Now, I know you mean well. And a lot of people that I'm probably talking to are the adult children of older parents.
Yeah.
So maybe you're thinking of a loved one, a mom or dad, grandma and grandpa that lives far away. And you want to share your life with them. You want to see each other using a video chat app. Or you want to show them what's going on at your house using the video. Or maybe you want to show mom and dad what their grandkids are up to. That's a common one that I hear. But generally, you want to stay connected with each other. So these are great intentions. But you have to take some things into consideration. So why does it matter to consider the type of phone and the features? Well, here's the key thing. You need to consider his or her needs, not just yours.
But it's about me.
But... sometimes it seems that way. But let me tell you, if you don't take their needs into consideration, they might not use it. I have heard story after story. I know a woman, she got it last Christmas. They showed her how to use it for an hour. It's been in her drawer ever since then. Mm-hmm. That's an expensive phone. It's not being used. I mean, just because it's in a drawer doesn't mean you're not paying the monthly bill. So this, when people don't use the phone, then what happens? That creates stress in the family. And the older folks feel pressure to use something that has little quality training, and they can't remember all those steps. And then the other family members get frustrated because they don't know why mom and dad can't remember, or grandma or grandpa, whoever it is, and they can't, and they're not using the phone. And there's a lot of stress, if you think about it, and frustration there. So let's remember that the older we get, the worse our memory can be. And it's a natural part of the aging process. And for those who are not working on improving to keep their memory, it's even worse. But remember, too, it's embarrassing for all of us, isn't it, when we can't remember something? So we need to be patient and compassionate towards those people who are struggling. So keep that in mind, because I hear a lot of adult children who are frustrated over time. They're nice to grandma and grandpa for a while, or they're older folks. But they keep getting the same questions, and then they get frustrated, and then they get snippy. And then that mom and dad or grandma and grandpa don't want to ask questions again, because they feel that stress, and they feel foolish and embarrassed. And so ultimately the phone doesn't get used, and you're not keeping that connection, which was the purpose in the first place. So some things to consider before you go out and buy. I have five things here. First of all, the health issues of the person you're buying the phone for. Do they have any vision issues? Most people, as they get older, their vision is weaker. So something that you can do is compare the size of the phone screen, because they're different. Different models are different sizes. Different companies are different sizes. So compare the size of the phone screen. The bigger, the better. And also compare how large the icons and the text can be increased so people can, older folks can see better. Number two is hearing. So a lot of people are hard of hearing, and if they wear hearing aids, actually, I don't know if you know this, but there's new technology out there, so I would recommend that if you're buying for somebody that has a hearing aid already, talk to an audiologist to find out what type of hearing aids work together with their smartphone, because you can, they actually, on the hearing aid, they adjust the volume. It's so cool. And it takes out the echo, and it's really a really neat invention. Yeah, so it pairs actually with the smartphone, so they can actually hear phone conversations better.
So they're So you're saying there are there are hearing aids that are like Bluetooth enabled? Where
yes, absolutely, they're Bluetooth enabled.
So you don't even need to put the phone up to your ear.
No, that's right.
Oh, that's cool.
That's right, and it's got the echo cancellation, and they can hear much more crisply. So if somebody's wearing a hearing aid, that's something that you can check into. Another thing is really important is as we get older is your touch sensitivity. If the person has had a stroke or has other health issues where they can't feel with their fingertips anymore, and when you have a stroke, that's something you can lose, is the sensitivity in your finger. So this is a problem, though, using a smartphone. Think about it, because with a smartphone, you need to tap on things, you have to apply pressure, you need to hold and drag. Well, if you've got somebody who has that issue, it's going to be very difficult for them to use a smartphone. And, again, all that frustration is going to come out. Another thing to consider is safety. And this is something that I really push. As we get older, we are more concerned about our safety. You know, people fall, they have a heart attack, whatever. So one type of smartphone that I'll talk about at the very end, which one I think is best, you can set speed dial numbers on the front of your phone. And that speed dial number can also have a picture of somebody. Now, I don't know what kind of phone you have, and I don't want to know at this time, but one type of phone, you can set speed dials. And the other type, you cannot. So I know that on one type, you can press the emergency number and it goes to 911. But when people get a lot older, like in their 80s, they don't want the ambulance to come. So they're not going to press the number. So having a speed dial number set on the front screen, as many as you like, actually, that they can touch to, because it immediately dials the person, then they'll get a loved one instead of calling the ambulance first, which is what their preference is going to be. And then finally, with the health issue, the person's age. I recommend that most people age 85 and older do not have a smartphone, that they use a flip phone instead. It's really complicated. They can't see as well. They can't hear as well. The fingers aren't as good. They're not as nimble. People who have arthritis have a really hard time with a smartphone. So that's something to consider as well. So other things to consider are the costs of the phone. So you've got the ongoing monthly fees.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, so these days are the free phones. When you sign up, those days are gone. So phone carriers have moved to a monthly payment, but it's the monthly payment for the phone. You're actually buying the phone over time, and it's a two-year contract. So the average cost of a new model smartphone is over $700 and up to $1,000, as you probably know. So those companies like to stretch your payment over 2 years. So it's much like buying a car. You make monthly payments, and then once the payments are over after 2 years, you actually own the phone. Now, when you want to trade that phone in, you actually can. To get a new phone, you can trade it in.
Right.
So I called my carrier recently to find out how much I owed and what my trade-in value was going to be. And it's less than 25% of the price I paid. Again, kind of like a car. You don't get a lot for it. So these monthly fees that you're going to pay to actually buy the phone over a two-year period of time are going to range between $20 and $40 a month. It's not a lot. But it's easier to pay that amount than it is to come up with $700 in cash, because they know people won't buy a smartphone then. So another thing about the cost, which can be helpful, is maybe you're buying a phone for a family member. Even if your mom lives somewhere else, or your dad or whoever lives somewhere else, because they're a family member, you may be able to add them to your plan, which would give them a discount then. Other monthly costs that you need to remember when you buy this phone, and, you know, who's going to pay for this, first of all? Are you going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Or you're expecting your elderly parent to pay for it? So something to take into consideration. So as I said before, the payment for a phone monthly is $25 to $40. The per line cost for each phone is going to probably be about $20. Then you have the mandatory smartphone data package, and that's going to be $20 or more per person.
Are we up to 60 now?
More than that. Yeah. And then you have state, federal, and local taxes added on to all of that,
right,
too. So let's not forget the extra accessories. So, which are nice Christmas gifts too. But accessories, for example, I highly recommend that with every cell phone, people buy an outside case. The cell phones themselves, very sleek, shiny, beautiful, and the colors are pretty.
Slippery.
Yeah, really slippery. And as we age, our hands aren't as strong, and those things slip through the hands all the time. And when they fall on the floor, easy to break. And unless you have insurance, which would be another additional $5 or $10 a month if you did have insurance, then it will break. So I highly recommend that you have a case for that. Another thing for accessories is I have a charging, it's kind of like a charging station. My phone rests on it. Nothing gets inserted into it. It just sits on there and charges that way. And the reason I went with that this time is because with my last phone, you know, normally you plug it in and out every time you're going to charge, right?
All right.
Less than 2 years after I had the phone, inside the phone, it broke. So I couldn't charge it anymore. So I had to buy a new phone. Didn't want to buy a new phone, but I had to. So I thought, let's go with this charging thing. I just rested on there, and I know I won't have that issue the next time moving forward. Let's see. What else do I want to talk about? This is a point that I see that people have made a mistake buying. Don't always get the least expensive phone. Historically, they're not always that user-friendly. They don't come with a lot of options, and it's not as easy to use as the major models that are manufactured out there. So another thing to consider, and I just have a couple more things here, is how are people going to be trained on how to use this phone? As with any new device, there's a learning curve. And especially with a smartphone, for an older person, it's a huge learning curve. So if you can even find the instructions in hard copy, which I don't think they send those anymore.
I've never
seen
them.
I think you get them online. Last book I got years ago was tiny, tiny print. But don't expect grandma and grandpa to be going online to look at the instructions, because now you're asking them to know how to use a computer, which they may or may not know how to do. So you have to think about who's going to be training them, because it is intimidating when they first get it. They have all these little pictures and they don't even know what they're called and so on, you know, icons, whatever. So let me give you the recommendation that I have. For the best type of smartphone for the over 50 age group, and I'll explain why. Actually, I've done research on this, and the research shows that the Android type of smartphone is more user-friendly for adults over 50 than the iPhone because of many of the things that we've already mentioned. It comes with a larger screen. It's a bigger phone. It has larger text and icons, and there's a special setting in an Android type of phone that you can actually get three icons across the screen. Those are huge. They're like about an inch each. That's really big. You can't do that with the iPhone. Also, the Android phone has speed dialing. You can set that up for those emergency people or just the people that you call all the time, so you don't have to go through the contact list and look for somebody. The Android phone is also developed with the logic that this age group grew up with. Our logic that we were taught is different than how logic is being taught to the younger generations that the iPhone is developed for. So there's one other type of phone besides the Android and the iPhone, and it's kind of, it's an Android-based phone, but it's called the Jitterbug.
Oh, yeah.
And the icons, there's not a lot of icons in the first place, but I know you can text message, you can email, you can call. The icons are really big. I don't know if you can do video chatting on those or not. So that's another one that may be a good fit for some people. The features are limited. So you have to look at the phone, find out are these the features that I need, don't need any more or not. And if you need more, then I would recommend your basic Android phone. So where to buy these? You can buy a lot of these phones at a big discount box store.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them at the tech store or tech stores. And you can get them at the phone line carriers of the brick and mortar like Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile stores. You can also buy them online. I would not recommend buying a phone online because, especially if it's for you and you haven't had one before or you're buying it for someone who hasn't had one, you can't ask questions. And it's really important when you're buying a phone and you're spending, making a commitment of 2 years and spending all this money, to be able to ask questions instead of going in the blind, you know, just getting it in the blind. So my closing remark is, you have to remember, the goal here is to stay connected, right? Is to stay connected. So get the best phone for your loved one that meets their needs and not just your needs.
Well, we're talking with Nancy Comlett's tips for buying a smartphone for people over 50, and I'm pushing 60. My dad, we got him when he started having issues, poor health. So we're going to get him. We put him on our family plan.
Yeah, good.
Gave him the phone. Wanted nothing to do with it. And this was just like a flip phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, we weren't talking texting. I mean, back then we were doing, I think, T9 texting. That's how long ago this was.
Okay.
The whole T9 thing. Just didn't want to be bothered with it. I imagine it's even twice the battle, if not even more, to get your parents comfortable with a smartphone. And you talked all about it right there. The story you started out with at the top there, the woman who received a smartphone and put it in the drawer.
It's in the drawer. It's still in the drawer. Last Christmas.
So are there does Heartland, I always thought Heartland should have a class.
No.
Especially every Christmas time or after, you know, because you're right, we don't get literature on how to operate our smartphones anymore. A lot of the things, I have to go on YouTube to find out how something works on my phone.
And you know how to use YouTube, but the new users don't necessarily know how to do that.
I can even use YouTube. Check it out. 60-year-old, I know how to get YouTube on my smartphone.
Yeah.
Huh? How about that?
Good. That's good.
How about me? So, but you're saying no, they don't teach a class like that? They should.
They do not.
Wow.
So I would recommend that you do a search on smartphone tutoring, something like that, to find local people who may tutor.
I had a tutor here when I first got my – I have an iPhone, by the way. You didn't want me to reveal. And I
okay,
knew –
Well, that's okay now.
And,
yeah.
And I knew because I can't set up instant dial on my home
screen.
Speed
dial? Yeah.
Speed dial
on my home screen.
It's
not
– But I can ask Siri to call someone for me.
Yes, you can do that.
I had a woman who, and it was 10 years ago, the iPhone's just a little over 10 years old. And remember how amazing it was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. I was so intimidated by it. I finally got an iPhone and somebody in the building had one for a year or so. And I just annoyed her to no end.
Oh, asking
with all questions. My questions. Yeah.
Yeah. See,
but I was, you know, 50 then.
Now, actually the ARC, if you remember, they have classes there.
And where is the ARC?
Oh, the Adult Recreation Center or the...
Yeah.
Oh, it's in Normal on Willow and... Is it Willow and Locust?
Okay.
Are you familiar with the ARC?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful. Oh, it's really nice. They moved into there in 2016, totally gutted it, remodeled it. It's a beautiful place, and it's for the Bloomington Normal community. You can get an annual fee of very... inexpensive amount.
We need to talk to somebody from the ARC.
Yes, you do. I'm surprised they haven't been up here already.
Maybe on one of the other shows, but
okay.
Not on mine.
Okay.
And you know what? If you aren't on my show, why even bother coming out? That's what I say. All right. So, yeah, some things to take into account when buying. If you're going to get a smartphone for your mom or dad, ask the question, who's the phone for?
Remember, figure out, do they have any health issues? You know, the vision thing, the sensitivity to the touch, the hearing. Those are huge things. And the hearing aid will work with not only Android but iPhone, I understand. But so talk to any audiologist. Read up on it online, too. That's another thing that you can do in your research ahead of time.
Okay. You know, and you talked about avoid, you know, not... Don't go for the cheaper phone necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, go with somebody who knows what's good and what's not. Because I'll tell you, my son broke his phone, his second phone, and we looked at the phones, and the first phone they presented us was one of the more expensive phones, and it was $700. And I said, you know what? This kid he's broken two phones now. Mm. What do you have? We ended up getting a smartphone, and he's using it, and he's okay with it. He says it's not as fast. But he's okay with it. But he said, he's perfectly happy with his phone. It was $100.
Oh, wow, good.
It was an Android, $100 Android.
Good.
So I think we were doing monthly payments. They offered monthly payments of like $5 a month or something
yep,
like that.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
So, all right. Oh, boy, I don't have a phone screener. You want to take a shot?
Sure.
All right. Hi, WJBC. Hello. Hello. Going once, going twice. Yeah, see. You don't have a phone screener, Nancy. That's what happens. Well, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Very informative. All
Good.
Right.
Glad to be here.
Happy holidays.
Thanks. You too.